Chapter 7. Living in England. Malala's family now lived in Birmingham, in England, but they never stopped fighting the Taliban. At her new school, Malala worked very hard, and she was one of the best students in her class. People across the world sent cards and letters to Malala. They were very sad about the attack and wanted Malala to get well quickly. On her 16th birthday, Malala spoke at the United Nations in New York. To people across the world, Malala said, "One child, one teacher, one book, and one pen can change the world." Malala's family travelled to New York with her. Her younger brother, Atal, asked her, "Why are you famous?" He was more interested in seeing famous places in New York than listening to Malala speak. Get well, Malala. 16. The Taliban wanted to stop Malala, but they could not. Their attack on Malala made her more famous. Now people across the world understood and supported this brave young woman. Malala got the Nobel Peace Prize in 2014. She is the youngest person to get this prize. Malala used the $500,000 prize money to help other girls across the world to go to school. One child, one teacher, one book, and one pen can change the world. Malala got the Nobel Peace Prize in 2014. Every year on her birthday, Malala goes to meet and work with girls in different countries. These girls have many different problems, and Malala tries to help them and support them. On her 17th birthday, she was with girls in Nigeria. On her 18th birthday, she helped girls in Syria. And on her 19th birthday, she was with girls in Rwanda and Kenya. After school, Malala studied at the University of Oxford in England. She worked hard at university, and today, Malala is working hard for girls across the world. Malala in Rwanda. Malala at Oxford University. Penguin Readers: The Extraordinary Life of Malala Yousafzai. Hiba Noor Khan. Level 2. Adapted by Hannah Fish. Illustrated by Rita Petrocholli. Series Editor Sorrel Pitts. Read by Jenny Bryce. Copyright Penguin Books Limited, 2020.